So we have 9 Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back. We've been talking about Thanksgiving, little topics, fun topics for the past couple of days. And here's some of the that they wish would come back. This is from Delish.com. How about actual centerpieces? Yes, the turkey is the main event, but it was always nice to have something a little nice to look at. Now, Dan, growing up, did you guys during your family Thanksgiving had the big centerpiece in the middle?
We did because of the size of our family. All the food was centrally located in the kitchen. We did not eat around the food that was being served. So everybody went to the kitchen to
got your plate full of food and then went
back to the table.
So you had a nice centerpiece.
So
in
there
the
were centerpieces.
Yeah. Now, what about a cornucopia? Did you ever have one of them?
We didn't. The first time I had heard of a cornucopia is when we talked about it yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had never knew that term before.
Oh.
We might have, but I didn't know it as a cornucopia.
Well,
I just figured it was.
We never had one, you know, in my house. You know, we've had Thanksgivings where we had cousins and friends over, but mostly it's because I'm an only child and it's just me and my folks, and so it's usually a pretty quiet thing. We don't, you know, do it the whole thing. But a family friend of ours had a fantastic cornucopia. Like would put that thing, because we would, like, you know, a lot of times we would visit these people. They were very close friends of ours, and we would visit them on Thanksgiving. Like, we'd have our Thanksgiving, and then at night after everybody had eaten and stuff, we'd go over there and hang out with them. And this was, you know, Dan, were you working with Steve and Johnny when Hank was still delivering papers?
Yes.
His family.
Ah, very nice.
Yes, because we were very close with Hank and his parents and his sister and brother and all that stuff. And they were very close friends of my parents. We would go over to their house, and my parents would play cards every Saturday night. We would go over there, and they would hang out and play cards in one room, and I would watch the Carol Burnett Show and MASH and the Bob Newhart Show and Mary Tyler Moore in the TV room. And so we were very close. But they had a cornucopia of, oh, my God. Like, it was fantastic. So, but yeah, we never really had the centerpiece. But I know, you know, I guess that's a nice thing. I mean, it adds a little something to it, a little ambiance. All right, how about this? Splitting the wishbone. Some of us might not have enjoyed grasping the vaguely damp wishbone, but it was fun making the wish, at least. People don't do that anymore?
We don't at our house. I know that.
Wow. We did. I mean, my mom, you know, last year she made lasagna, so there was no wishbone. But we used to do that all the time. My dad and I would break the wishbone. The key to it, I don't know why they say it's vaguely damp, but vaguely damp wishbone. The key is you're supposed to let the thing dry out. People don't do the wishbone anymore. 312-981-7200. I mean, that was an absolute tradition in our house. So I don't know. Okay. That makes me a little sad if people aren't doing the wishbone. That's a fun thing to do, is splitting the wishbone. But again, you got to wait till it dries. You can't do it like right afterwards. It's not damp. You got to dry it out. You dry it out and then make your wish and you split the wishbone. I can't believe if people don't do that. 312-981-7200. If you still do the wishbone thing. That was always one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving. Was the wishbone thing. So, all right, the post-turkey walk. Even if it was just around the block, the evening walk was a much better way to let everything digest. Well, I never did that. I can tell you right now, I never did never walked after eating the post-turkey walk. That wasn't something we did. I know that for sure. That's for sure. Dan, do you guys ever do the post-turkey walk?
I don't. I have aunts who have done it, and in our neighborhood, there's actually a turkey trot in the morning. So,
right.
Eileen's family participates in
that.
I
see.
A couple members of my
family. I have heard that, but I'm like, after eating, man, I just usually just hit the couch.
Yep.
You know? Well, as we were saying yesterday, that's where your family, that's when the recliners would come out.
Exactly.
That's when they'd bust out the recliners. All right. Some Thanksgiving traditions we wish would come back. I got to tell you, we have to break, but I'm disappointed about the splitting the wishbone if that's not happening anymore. I used to love doing that. All right, let's take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we got more Thanksgiving traditions to come up, and I have some mind-blowing facts that we're going to talk about as well. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. That's some light rock right there. Triple Play Thursday, everybody. Yeah, baby, Triple Play Thursday. That's one artist, three songs. Jay picking some Kenny Loggins, and that's Wait a Little While right here on WGN. How's everybody doing? Nick DiGilio here live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich follows with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6. And, yeah, we are talking about some Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back. We were talking about bringing back the actual centerpieces, splitting the wishbone, which I'm very upset if people don't do that anymore. That was a fun tradition. And the post-turkey walk, where after you have that big meal, you walk off all of the calories and stuff that you just put into your body. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in. Here is Trucker Rich. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, buddy.
My mom always had a centerpiece on the Thanksgiving table, whether it was a cornucopia or a flower, centerpiece.
Like an arrangement, yeah.
Right. Have you ever heard of a dirt cake?
A dirt cake. Yes, I have. You can remind me again. I mean, I know the term.
It's ground up like Oreo cookies and graham crackers and vanilla wafers, and you pack that into a flower pot, and then whipped cream, and you just keep layering it like that.
Yeah.
And then you crush up the Oreos and stuff to make it look like potting soil.
Yeah.
And then stick the artificial flowers in it. My wife. It was our turn to do the centerpiece, so my wife, for her first Thanksgiving at my parents' house, made one of those dirt cakes with the flower arrangement.
Right.
Put it on the kitchen, put it on the big dining room table, and as everybody was coming into the dining room, my wife grabbed a big spoon and just took a big bite, dug out a big deal of dirt, took a big bite. My sister dropped the rolls. My dad just started laughing, and my mom goes, "Oh my God, what are you doing?"
That's good. That's really, really good. Yeah. It made quite an impression, I would imagine.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and for her first Thanksgiving, my dad always sat at one end of the table. My mom sat at the other end of the table, and there was usually 12 of us there, so we're all lined up on a big table. And my wife was sitting to my right at the end of the table, and my dad at the far end. And she asked my dad to pass her a roll, and everybody at the table just leaned back. Dad, without even looking up, grabs a roll and just whips it down there. You never asked Dad to pass you a roll.
Uh-huh.
You always had to ask, "Dad, could you hand me a roll?"
Yeah, I see.
Because
the passing,
he just took it up and whipped it at
you. He took it very literally. He took the passing of the very literally.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Okay, Rich, take care, buddy.
Hey, yep. Nick, Dan, and Vic, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and
thank you,
we'll see you a week afterwards.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Rich. Take care.
All right. Yep. Yep.
Trucker Rich, everybody. Yeah. All right. All right. Here are some other traditions that we wish would come back. The kids' table. It was a space where you could be a kid and be a little messier than you would at the adults' table. They have kids' tables, right? Dan, you guys have kids' tables, don't you?
We don't because we don't have any kids. Well, we've only got the four kids right now. At this point, everybody just sits together.
Mm. Okay.
I'd imagine maybe when they get a little older,
you put them in the table. Eight. Like if they're 6, 7 years old, something like that, maybe. Yeah, the kids' tables, those were always... I used to hate sitting at the kids' table. Whenever I went to like a big function, I used to hate it. Even as a kid, I hated kids. No, I used to be like, man, I don't want to be here, All the other fun stuff was happening at the other table. And sometimes the kids' table was in a different room, what's going on? Oh, you can hear people laughing. Ha, ha, ha! There's all the sounds of joy happening in the other room, and then you're sitting around with a couple of moron kids who are eating with their hands. You're like, come on, man. What am I doing here? And it just the joy and the sound in the other room just keeps building and getting louder and louder, and you're sitting there going, look at this guy. This kid's got his finger in his nose. What the hell am I doing sitting here? I should be in there laughing with the adults. All right. Hey, by the way, if anybody has these traditions and you're keeping them alive, any one of these, the centerpieces, the splitting of the wishbone, the post-turkey walk, and the kids' table, and the upcoming ones, I want to hear from you guys. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. All right, how about this? The nice silverware. Though it wasn't fun to have to polish all the forks, knives, and spoons, it was always nice to see the, quote, fancy silverware. and also the good china and glassware. Isn't the, I'm really now? Am I missing out on something here? Because that's still a thing. Like my mom still does that when it's just the three of us. You know, when it's just me and my dad and my mom, she busts out the good plates and the good silverware. You know, and like, you know, like gravy boats and stuff. Like normally you wouldn't do that. Like normally you have like a Tupperware bowl with the gravy in it and you just like spoon it out. But like that, even it's just the three of us. My mom still does. It doesn't do it as much anymore because as she's getting older, I don't want her to cook as much, you know, and clean as much. She shouldn't have to do that. Just make a, you know, if we're going to do anything, either make a quick meal or go out and eat something. But, you know, like up until just recently, I mean, she's still got all that stuff in like the you know, she's got all the fancy plates and the fancy silverware and all that stuff. Place cards. It wasn't really to identify who is sitting where, but more about having an excuse to add a little fun, decorative touch to the table that also made the meal feel so much more special. Never had place cards. I don't think I've ever been to a dinner party. I mean, a wedding, obviously. I've been to a wedding that has place cards or something like that, but I've never been to like a big sort of dinner in anybody's house where they bust out place cards. That's never been a thing. Dan, place cards ever?
We have not done place cards.
No? How about this? Here's traditions. When shops would be closed, stayed closed on Thanksgiving. I totally agree with that. That's a Thanksgiving tradition that should come back. Nothing should be open on Thanksgiving. It takes away from Thanksgiving. Black Friday is no longer just on Friday. It often starts on Thanksgiving night or Thanksgiving afternoon. Soon, Thanksgiving will be like any other Thursday. I agree with that statement. I totally agree with that statement. I can't stand the fact that the, you know, like Thanksgiving is you know, basically like I've said before, like this small little speed bump on the way to Christmas. You know, I mean, Thanksgiving, you should be with your family and friends and you should be spending time and talking and hanging out and taking your time and eating a meal, not shoving a bunch of food down your throat as fast as possible so that you can go get in line for a, you know, a flat screen TV. I mean, that's always driven me nuts. So, but I agree with that. The shop's staying closed on Thanksgiving. We've got some texts coming in. We'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We're talking about Thanksgiving traditions we wish would come back. 312 says, I do the wishbone thing with my 7-year-old daughter, but in this immediate gratification world, we dry it out by putting it in the microwave for a minute or two and that, so that we can break it right away. Well, that's cool. That makes sense. We would always wait, though. We would wait for it to dry out. But yeah, throw it in the microwave if you don't want to wait. But I'm glad that somebody's still doing the wishbone thing because I thought the wishbone was a fun little thing to do. Like after you had the meal, it's like, oh, it's time to break the wishbone. Always cool. Peter in Decatur says, how about having dad or mom or uncle or aunt carve the turkey at the table? It seems lately that it's done in the kitchen and then the pieces of meat are unceremoniously placed on the table along with the remaining sides. That's true. That's true. The carving of the bird, the ceremony of the carving of the bird at the table. I don't think that happens. I just don't think that happens. Damn, that doesn't happen. Like you said, everything's in the other room.
Right.
So, yeah. But that's like making a big deal out of it. Like the dad saying, okay, time to carve the turkey. And then but that doesn't really happen. 218 area code says, still break wishbones with the family. However, we do forget about them after we dry them out on our key rack. In fact, I'm looking at now and I see wishbones from 3 years ago. My God. just hanging there. People are going to come in the house and think that's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I 847 area code says, we never had a kid's table and I'm glad. And then the 765 area code says, no more homemade stuffing. Oh, yeah, because everybody gets the stovetop stuff. You know? Homemade stuffing. I bet there are people out there right now who are going to make homemade stuffing next week. You know, especially if it's a beloved recipe that that they've done over the years, over and over again over the years. Yeah. So there you go. I'm glad to hear, you know, that, you know, we've got some people who are still doing the wishbone thing. That was always a little detail I enjoyed. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you want to jump in here with some of the traditions that we would like to come back, like actual centerpieces, splitting the wishbone, the post-turkey walk, the kids' table, Nice silverware, the place cards, and shops that are staying closed on Thanksgiving. We wish that would come back. We got two more here, and then we're going to break for the weather, and we'll come back and end this conversation with some phone calls and some texts. A simpler menu. It's always fun to try new things, but it lately feels like Thanksgiving dishes are getting a bit crazy. We appreciate the clever new takes on mashed potatoes, but some dishes are classic for a reason. Sure, just the simple, classic Thanksgiving meal. Yeah, people do like to add crazy stuff to their Thanksgiving. So, and then saying what you're thankful for, no matter what, it's always nice to reflect on the things for which you're thankful and grateful. Actually, who says this tradition should reappear just for the holidays? A little reflection goes a long way all year long. All right. So there you go. Some old fashioned Thanksgiving traditions that we would like to see come back. 312-981-7200. Love to hear from you if you want to jump in right here on WGN. All right, let's take a break here. We got the weather here. We'll break and we'll come back and wrap up the conversation about Thanksgiving traditions that we have, that we don't have, and that we wish would come back. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Welcome back, everybody. That's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And Jay chose some Kenny Loggins, and that's the triple of the triple play. That's Night Watch. All right. How you doing, everybody? It's Nick DeGilio. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, and we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. We've been talking about some Thanksgiving traditions that we would like to see come back. Including, you know, nice silverware, kids' table, the splitting of the wishbone, actual centerpieces and stuff like that. 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in here with some of your Thanksgiving traditions or memories. Here's Dave on WGN. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, man, there's some traditions we had to put a curve on. I come from five kids. I'm about your age. My brother and sisters watched my mom cook the whole dinner. At the end, she's cooking gravy, and she's stirring it, the giblet gravy.
Yeah.
And she's had a couple highballs, and then she lights up an L&M cigarette every time. And as she's talking, that ash goes right into the gravy.
Of course.
And we couldn't do nothing about it.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, buddy. Take care. There you go. That's having a couple of highballs before you're making the gravy. I don't recommend having a couple of highballs before making gravy. Yeah. What was it? Dan, you remember the scene in 16 Candles where I think they're sitting at the breakfast table and the grandmother, you know, the grandparents show up. And at one point, they're cooking something in the kitchen and the grandmother has a cigarette. And it's got, like, the longest ash ever. And someone, I can't remember the exact scene, but someone's, like, trying to, like, following it around with a spatula so that it doesn't fall into the food. That was back in the 70s, man. You smoked everywhere, anywhere. And I've mentioned this before, Dan, but I remember a bunch of years ago, but not that many, you know, but like, in the 90s, I went to go see Jaws. At the midnight show. It was a special midnight show at Bruin View. And it was, you know, I mean, obviously you get Jaws at the Bruin View. What are you kidding me? I'll go every night. So a bunch of us go, and after the kid gets eaten by the shark and they're at the hospital, they're in the emergency room, and Roy Scheider is talking to the mayor. He's talking to Murray Hamilton and again saying, look what happened, we have to close the beaches and all that stuff. They both light up. Everybody in the theater just started laughing. Everybody in the theater, they're in the ER at a hospital, and they just light up. They pull the curtain, one of the curtains that's around the bed, they pull the curtain and they light up. And I'm just like, and everybody just busts out laughing. But that was the deal. That was the real deal. In the 70s, everybody smoked. Everybody smoked everywhere. There were ashtrays all over people's houses. You smoked in public. You smoked outside. It's just everybody smoked, including in hospitals. Well, you know, the old cliche, Dan, where, you know, the father to be is in the waiting room and he's pacing and smoking. That was like the old cliche was you'd smoke like five packs of cigarettes, pacing back and forth, waiting for your wife to give birth. let's see. Here's Doc in Kansas City on WGN. Hi, Doc. You there, Doc? Doc? Okay. Doc's not there. Maybe we can get Doc on the line, find out what's going on. We do have some texts. Let's hear of some Thanksgiving traditions and memories. 630 area code says, I always use my china in good service on Thanksgiving, and I always save the wishbone and do the wishbone. Well, there you go. See? People still do that. 773 area code says, our good china is the light green slash yellow slash S&H green stamps full collection from the 60s at the Jewel's food store. From the Jewel's. Still got the old school S&H green stamp china collection. That's awesome. That's fantastic. 630 area code says there should be no Christmas decorations until after Thanksgiving. I agree with that 100%. 100%. Did we get Doc back?
We think, possibly.
Let's see. Doc, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
I am here.
All right, what do you got?
Hey, I'm 65. My mom grew up in a small town in Nebraska. I remember going up there at Thanksgiving. My mom, my aunt, my grandmother, they're all wearing slips in the kitchen and an apron, and they don't put their dress on until right before we eat.
Ah, I see.
Because it was hot in the kitchen. They've been baking all morning.
Yeah.
They didn't want their dresses to get flour on them. So I remember that from being
Sense. That totally makes sense. If you're going to slave away in the kitchen, don't have the good stuff on. Save the nice dress for dinner. That makes total sense.
Plus, it was really warm in the kitchen.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because they had so many different things going.
Of course. All right, Doc, thanks, man. Take care.
Great topic.
Thank you, buddy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. 773 area code says, I think Thanksgiving should be set for the fourth Friday in November. Don't you like having the Friday off, though? Because you're, I mean, most people don't most people have the day after Thanksgiving off. We do. Here, it's an observed holiday here at work. I like the fact that Thanksgiving is on Thursday, and then you get that extra Friday, you get that extra day for the weekend. Let's see, 763 area code says, I do the wishbone thing with my kids every time we make a turkey. Cool. 219 area code says, my daughter and her husband host approximately 25 people every Thanksgiving, and there are most definitely place cards at all the different spots. I guess when you're going to have 25 people, maybe you should have the, let's see.
He'll wait.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. All right. We're going to hear from Dan's dad, who, is up early. Why is he up?
Yeah, we'll have to ask him.
Okay. All right. We got a few more texts here talking about holiday tradition or Thanksgiving traditions, that are gone and we would like to come back, or traditions or memories in your family. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we'll do that after the news, which is up after this. All right. Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday. That's one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. John from Granger wanted Al Green, and that's Let's Stay Together, the great Al Green. How's it everybody doing? It's Nick DiGilio, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. 312-981-7200. We've been talking about holiday traditions that we would like to see come back, and some of those traditions include an actual centerpiece and splitting the wishbone and having a post-turkey walk and the kids' tables, the nice silverware, place cards, stores actually being closed on Thanksgiving, and saying what you're thankful for, and also a simpler menu. And we begin a bunch of texts at 312-981-7200 and some calls. And we get a call here from Dan's dad, Ray. And some Thanksgiving traditions. Mr. Shigaru, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, it's Ray. Good morning.
All right, Ray.
Hey, when I was a kid, we had the kids' table and the fancy silverware and dishware all the time. But my big tradition was the Neighborhood Boys Club. There's a Neighborhood Boys Club at 2501 West Irving Park, just at Irving and Western.
Sure. Year.
And when we were kids, myself and my four brothers, we all played Thanksgiving football. It was a gigantic thing at the Boys Club back there. We would have a pep rally on Wednesday night. And on Thanksgiving Day, you had football games from 8 o'clock to noon. And we would just gigantic football tournaments every year for as long as I can remember. I know it still goes on because I'm going to be there Thursday. They do touch football now. When we were kids, we played tackle football, but now they have touch football. But every Thanksgiving, that's how we spent Thanksgiving morning for many, many years.
Yeah, playing some football. That's, you know, that's, I know that's an organized thing, but I know, and I just remembered this now, Ray, my friends used to do that. They would have the, they would play football in the morning, like maybe around 10 a.m., play a couple of football games or play a football game, and then they would go home, shower, and get ready to eat. And that that was one of the traditions, the Thanksgiving football game. Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
All right. What are you doing up?
Just happened to wake up and turned on the radio and heard this segment. That's all.
You would have thought having to babysit my two daughters yesterday for an extra hour and a half than I had originally asked them to would have been enough to tire them out for the entire night.
And Nick, we had turkey, mashed potatoes, and green beans for dinner.
Ah,
yes, so, Eileen sent that over.
That's great. You got having an early Thanksgiving dinner. There you go.
Well, I know Dan's two daughters had one at daycare also for
the
day.
Yeah, they had a Friendsgiving yesterday.
They did. That's
great.
That's really cool. All right, Ray, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you later today.
Bye. All right, there you go.
Yeah, hi, bye.
All right, there's your dad. All right. Hey, that was nice of him to call in.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, I had forgotten about the you know, the organized. They do have those organized football games.
Oh, sure.
Boys Club. And then my idiot friends would do that, like every... every Thanksgiving. So, all right. Some of those traditions are pretty great. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Carrie says, my wife and I still do the wishbone, even if I roast a chicken. Dry it with a paper towel. Also, last year I made the White Castle stuffing, and it was oddly great. Oh, there's nothing odd about White Castle stuffing being great. That's just a fact. 815 area code says, we always do the wishbone thing too. Also, my dad would clean all the turkey off of the bones and we would all sit around the table talking. I sure do miss those days. We had to set up a card table as our dining room table wasn't big enough and the kids would sit at the card table. They thought it was more fun. Yeah, the card table was one of those things that definitely was, I mean, a lot of kids' tables were card tables. That was the thing that that you had to deal with, was that it was a card table. It was a folding card table. And then we'd all sit around and watch my dad clean all the turkey off of the bones. get every single molecule of turkey off of that. You want every piece of turkey possible. All right. More texts coming in. 312-981-7200. Let's see. 630 area code says, I use china, good silverware, cloth tablecloth, and cloth napkins every year. Yeah. That's cool. It's a special, you know, it's a special day. It's not, you know, it's not like a regular meal. It's a very special day. You know, and if you, especially if you've got a, you know, you've got a nice big family and you got friends and everybody's there, it should be treated as a special day. 815 area code says, remember the left side of the movie theater was the smoking section. Well, that was always hilarious to me. And also, Dan, how absurd was it to have a smoking section in an airplane?
Right, right.
You're all in a tube. You're all in one enclosed tube. But they used to have the smoking section. Can you imagine that now, like a smoking section on an airplane?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, do you remember the time? I don't know if an airline actually did this or not, but they actually had flights that were all smoking. Like you could book a flight, like when they, you know, when the whole no smoking thing happened. I can't remember if this is real or somebody proposed it and it never happened. But I believe it was actually proposed. Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't happen. But they did say that someone proposed that they have all smoking flights. Like everybody, so nobody would complain. Could you imagine? So that would mean that the staff on the flight would also have to enjoy, you know, being engulfed in smoke. Yeah, well, I remember when they used to, the balcony was where, you know, a lot of theaters back in the day, the balcony was where you smoked. That's where you had to be up in the balcony if you smoked in a movie theater. Up in the balcony was where you would have to go. And I know that was the case in New York. Many times when I'd gone to New York back in like the 80s or 90s, you know, the balcony of the movie theaters, especially in Times Square, they were all smoking balconies. 847 area code says, my Aunt Janice also had the cigarette hanging out while making gravy thing. Canadian Bill says, do you prefer stuffing or dressing? I prefer dressing. Although the stuffing is, you know, the stuffing has a nice flavor to it, but I like the dressing more than the stuffing. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin says, any pie but pumpkin. Dad hated pumpkin. But that's like that pumpkin pie is the traditional Thanksgiving pie. That's the Thanksgiving pie. I mean, I know a lot of different desserts are made at Thanksgiving, but you know, the stereotypical traditional cliched dessert for Thanksgiving is clearly pumpkin pie. 708 area code says, as a kid, we did all the Thanksgiving traditions, but as I got older, I got tired of the turkey. Being Italian, I changed things around. Last year, we had lasagna. That's what we did, too. My mom made lasagna. This year, I'm having meatloaf with mashed potatoes and stuffing. All right, that's cool. Get a little, you want to mix things up a little bit. 502 area codes, my aunt would make real pumpkin pie. She would grow the pumpkin in her garden, and she made the crust from scratch. Wow. Wow, that's, there you go. Man, oh man, that's some work right there. Growing the pumpkin in your garden and making the crust from scratch. That's that man, there you go, right there. So, all right. Why don't we take a quick break here for weather. We got a bunch of people on the line. We're talking about Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back or memories that we have. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. But we got some weather here. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Triple Play Thursday. Yippee, Triple Play Thursday! And that is, of course, Al Green, Take Me to the River, John requesting that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And we're here till 5 a.m. Live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. And, yeah, I'm your overnight dude here every weekday morning, 1 to 5 a.m. And, yeah. So we've got some people on the line here. We're talking about Thanksgiving traditions. We were talking about ones that we wish would come back, and perhaps people are still doing them and some memories. We're not going to be on for the Thanksgiving week, so we're talking a little Thanksgiving stuff now. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Janet on WGN. Hi, Janet.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I lived in a three flat, and on Thanksgiving we went to my aunt's, 13 people all together. And I sat at the piano bench. I was the youngest.
Uh-huh.
We ate our traditional, yes, the wishbone was there, and the women with the house dresses and then changed and all that. And after we ate, the men would sleep for about an hour. The women would do the dishes, and then the men, and we would all go across the alley, and we would go over to Windy City Bowl, which is on Cicero Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And 21st. Yeah. And we would bowl, and then we would come back to the house, and my aunt would have everything. All the leftovers would be all set again for a second Thanksgiving. She would have sandwiches.
Oh, man.
And we ate and ate and ate.
That's great.
I wish that would come back. And the other thing would be, on Thanksgiving, after it was all done, being across from Western Electric and Cicero Avenue, it was quiet on Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because nothing was open.
Right, because nothing was
open. That's what I miss.
Yeah, no, everything is open now. Everything is open now.
Yeah.
That's great. So so bowling was a family Thanksgiving tradition. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we would go across, and the place was hopping all the time. There was just, you know, my brother was a pin setter, so that's how old this is going.
Oh, but, wow, okay.
Yeah, he would always kick the pins over so that I would get a strike. So.
That's nice. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, great show.
Thank you, Janet.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Same to you and your family.
Bye.
Okay, bye. That's pretty cool. Bowling, man. Well, that's a Thanksgiving tradition right there. Bowling, that's pretty cool. I bet a lot of people do that, you know, because places like bowling alleys are open. People go to the movies on Thanksgiving. My parents and I go to the movies every Christmas. We see a movie every Christmas. Let's see. Here's Lisa on WGN. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
I truly miss everyone getting dressed up for Thanksgiving. I mean, it's like t-shirts and jeans and gym shoes.
Right.
My grandmother and aunt would never have any of that.
They wouldn't.
I miss.
Yeah.
No. And one more really silly thing is I miss cranberry in a can.
Well, I love...
Remember that gelatin?
Oh, yeah, no, we talked about that just earlier this week, that was the cranberry sauce I grew up on. It was out of the can,
right.
And it was shaped like the can, yeah. And it had the little indentations from the can on it. No, I love that stuff. I prefer that over real cranberry sauce. I like real cranberry sauce, but I prefer the gelatin over that.
Honest to God, I miss it. Now it's like a sin to even bring it to the table.
Yeah.
So, and I definitely chime in with that last woman about everything being open on Thanksgiving night. Yeah,
I know. Great, makes
it's
me
terrible.
Crazy. I agree. I totally agree. It Lisa, does. Have a great holiday, okay?
You too.
Okay,
do
take
the same.
Care.
Love your show.
Thank
and
you.
Miss Ez.
I do too.
Miss Esmeralda.
I do too.
I know.
I do too.
All right.
All right, Lisa,
take
thanks.
Care.
Take care. That was nice. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. Here's Tom on WGN. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Nick. I was going to comment on you were talking about how everybody used to smoke. I remember that, too, and especially on an airplane.
Yeah.
You know, you could be in row 20, and row 21 is the beginning of the smoking section.
Right.
I'm a guy that quit smoking, but you were talking about they did try to have it's an FAA rule where you can't smoke in the air unless you charter a plane, and that was the attempt. They was a company that wanted to start a charter thing so that people could, but they just it couldn't take off.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
I remember a doctor, you know, the old family doctor, he'd have a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Sure.
They give you a shot for everything.
No.
You could smoke on a city bus.
Yeah.
You could smoke anywhere.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
It was really, seriously was crazy. I mean, like every.
There was no, in the hospital, absolutely. You could smoke in your hospital bed. I remember when you were, you know, it was times have changed.
Times
for,
have
for the better, I'm
for
sure.
The better, I guess, yeah.
Hey, I enjoy your show. I listen to you every morning on the way to work.
Oh, listen, I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you very much. Take
bye,
care.
Bye.
Have a great Thanksgiving as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Well, we're getting a lot of texts and calls on this. People enjoy Thanksgiving. That's what I'm discovering here. So if you want to jump in here, we're talking about how this all came about was this article in Delish.com. Which was written, it was an opinion piece by this author who wanted 9 Thanksgiving traditions that could come back. And wondering if people are still doing this, the actual centerpieces, the splitting of the wishbone, the post-turkey walk, or the post-turkey bowling. That's what we just discovered was a tradition. You've got the kids' table, of course, the nice silverware and the nice dishes, place cards, actual stores being closed on Thanksgiving. Keeping a simpler menu, don't get all crazy, and then actually on Thanksgiving, going around and saying what you're thankful for. So those are some of the traditions that this author wanted to see come back. And we're talking with you guys about your memories and your traditions, and if you agree with some of these thoughts here. So our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break here. We got the news coming up next, and then after the news, we'll talk a little bit more about Thanksgiving and traditions and take your calls and your texts. 312-981-7200 here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah!
John requesting Al Green. That was Precious Lord. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We've been having some fun here talking about Thanksgiving traditions that we still do or don't do, wish would come back, and some Thanksgiving memories. And if you would like to join us with talk or text, it's 312-981-7200. By the way, tomorrow we'll be back for our regular Friday features. Plus, we're going to talk with members of the Brightside Theater. They've got a new production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that's opening next week. Normally, we have them on the morning that they open. Which is, it's been a tradition. You know, they actually take the time. You know, for people who don't know, when you're putting on a play, Tech Week, the week that you go into opening is nuts, especially like late night before you open or the morning that you open. But it's been a tradition, but we're not going to be on next week, and their show opens next week. We're not going to be on, so we're going to have them on a week earlier than we normally do. But we'll have the Brightside people on, and I'm really excited about our other guests tomorrow. Frankie Previtt is going to be on. For people who don't know, there was this band that I loved in the 80s called Frankie and the Knockouts. They had a hit song called Sweetheart, and they had other hits as well. And then Frankie went on to actually write I've Had the Time of My Life for the Dirty Dancing movie, won himself a Grammy and an Oscar. And there's a big crazy box set of Frankie and the Knockouts coming out at the end of the month. So we're going to have Frankie Previte on tomorrow. I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited to talk to him. I used to listen to particularly their second album, Frankie the Knockout's second album, like a madman. I had it on all the time. So I'm excited to be talking with Frankie Previte tomorrow. And then we'll have our regular Friday features. Again, straight out of context, that's when you listen to this radio station. Whenever anybody at any time says something that sounds dirty out of context and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same goes through with Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen to this station 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. We want to know about it. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We will also do You Big Dummy and Fly Jams Friday. So that's all coming up on tomorrow's show. So let's get back to what we were talking about. We were talking about Thanksgiving traditions. We got a bunch of texts coming in. 312-981-7200. Here is Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim. Jim?
Hi, Nick. This is Shimon, S-H-I-M-O-N.
Oh,
good
okay.
Morning.
Okay, good morning.
I want to say that I really enjoy listening to your show. I was born on Thanksgiving, and the turkey weighed more than I did. So I have friends that live out in Skokie, and we get about 30 people around the table, and that's how I celebrate my birthday, by being with friends in Skokie for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a nice tradition, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great, and it's good to hear Al Green again. So you take care. And
okay.
Have a good night.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Now, we mentioned it. He said he was born on Thanksgiving, but that doesn't mean that his birthday is on Thanksgiving every year. That's the thing. But he celebrates it on Thanksgiving as a tradition. That's fun. Now, Dan, your birthday is next week.
Yep.
It is November 21st, and right. this year is as close as you can possibly get to having your birthday on Thanksgiving, which has never happened, right?
Right, right, exactly. So the way the calendar falls, the closest I ever get is the Wednesday before. It's never on the actual day, Thursday.
Right, but it is that's the case this year.
Yeah,
like your birthday is actually on the night before Thanksgiving, yeah. The day before. Yeah. So your birthday, I will say this: your birthday is on the day is on Glug Day.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that's a way to this
nice.
Year. It's Glug Day.
Yeah,
because that's when Simon's unveils their Glug, which is a delicious. Have you ever had Glug at Simon's?
I have not had Glug at Simon's.
It's delicious. I mean, I haven't had it for years, but it's homemade. Scotty makes it in the kitchen in big vats. And then they unveil it on, and it's packed, obviously. Well, all bars are packed on the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But it's a really wonderful concoction. And that all kicks off this Wednesday night at Simon's in Andersonville, which is a wonderful tradition. So, and if you do imbibe, check out the Glug. It's really good. So, and you're just going to rest on Wednesday, right? That was the plan?
Yes, that is what I asked for, and I hopefully will be getting, so.
Well, I hope you do, man.
Thank you.
All right. And then you got Thanksgiving the following day, so that's going to be fun. We're off for the whole week. I think we're going to have some nice times while we're off. I think my parents and I are going to do the Thanksgiving thing, and then we're going to go see Creed 2.
Ah, very nice.
I think we're going to see Creed 2 on Thanksgiving. I think that's the plan. I really want that movie to be good.
Yeah.
I really do, because I loved the first movie, and I love Michael B. Jordan. I just think the idea of, like, a Creed 2 with Ivan Drago's son seems weird to me. It just seems, like, too sequel-y. I know that sounds stupid.
No.
But because I thought the first one was so good. I thought Creed was, I mean, in my opinion, Creed is the best Rocky movie since the first one. Like, the best movie that features the character of Rocky Balboa since the original Rocky. I mean, have you seen Creed?
No.
It is. It's really great. I mean, really, really great. So anyway, that's something we might do.
Cool.
All right. We got some traditions here that people are texting in. 312-981-7200 for Thanksgiving. 847 area code says, my sister-in-law and her husband had a catering business, so they were used to cooking big. For about 20 years now, they make 3 turkeys, each cooked differently, and 2 hams. Everyone leaves with some sort of leftover. Man, that's a lot of food. Couple of hams and 3 turkeys? Wow. I like a good ham. You know? I do.
Yeah, I only eat it on holidays. I can't outside of holidays.
Yeah. I like the, you know, you go to like a breakfast joint and you get the bone in ham.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man. That's good. Hey, you know, it's just, here's the thing. Every part of the pig is good. We've talked about this before. Every single sort of meat that comes from a pig is awesome.
Yep. And anything on the bone related to the bone is good.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry's on Montrose and Western.
Jerry's on Montrose and Western.
Oh, literally on the sign, ham
yeah.
on the bone.
Ham on the bone. Yeah. That, to me, that's a plus. That's a plus. Yeah. Let's see. 608 area code says that we make turkey noodle soup with the carcass the next day. Good stuff, I bet. Get a lot of flavor out of that carcass, man. Brian in Montana says one tradition we still do is say what we're thankful for and always hold hands and say grace. That's nice. Also, I knew I had reached manhood when my dad asked me to carve the turkey for the first time. Ooh. There you go, man. There it is right there. It's like, son, I bet he freaked out. I bet Brian freaked out. Son, why don't you carve the turkey this year? What? That's pretty cool. 847 area code said, if there is no turkey, then it's not Thanksgiving. Last year, the in-laws did tacos instead of a traditional meal. I about had a heart attack. This year, we're doing Greek. Happy not Thanksgiving, Nick. So that's not technically, this person cannot accept any sort of variation on the Thanksgiving dinner. Tacos, man. Were they turkey tacos? Now, see, there, you could have that. You got a little bit of the traditional Thanksgiving in there. You get a little turkey taco going. 608 area code says, this year I'm doing prime rib. It's something I'm thankful for. Prime rib is good for Thanksgiving. It's not bad. It's nice and heavy. You can put gravy on it if you want. You can still be in a food coma. I mean, that's one of the goals on Thanksgiving is to eat so much that you pass out on the couch. You can do that with prime rib. 708 area code says, one year my brother brought the turkey in early a.m. for dinner. It was 34 pounds. We couldn't even fit it in the oven. We had to take it to the church to cook it in an industrial oven. Oh, my God. Wow. 34 pounds. How long does that take? How long did they, I mean, if they had an industrial oven at a church, how long does a 34-pound turkey take?
That's a good question.
34 pounds. I mean, that's a bit, I mean, good Lord. Wow. Now, you know, by the way, is the Butterball hotline going to be going this year? It's going, right?
Yeah, yes.
It'll be going on Thanksgiving, yes. Right? Thanksgiving Eve and Thanksgiving?
That's so a 18 to 22-pound bird at 325 should take 3.5 to 4 hours.
Okay.
So if you expand that out, 7 to 10. So, yeah, I mean, you're looking at a 7-8 hour.
Do you imagine cooking something, you know, like a turkey for 7 hours? I'm not talking about smoking something.
Right.
You know, because that's different. You can smoke something for up to 15, 16 hours, you know, but wow.
Yeah. And they also add, of course, that's without stuffing. If it's with stuffing, it's got to go longer.
But yeah. That would be 20 pounds of stuffing inside a 14. That's a 34-pound turkey.
My Uncle Lance now deep fries the turkey, so we haven't had to do this for several years. But because of the size of our family, I know aunts have had to do the, you know, wake up at 4.
Yeah.
You know, put it in.
Yep.
Sometimes go back to bed, sometimes not. And then, you know, just so it'd be ready by, you know, 1 when we ate.
Yeah. Wow. All right. We have to break here. We got weather, and then oh my God, the Hawks won. The Hawks actually won a game. They won a game. So we have a very nice a Blackhawks Express to play back. It hasn't been pleasant to be playing the Blackhawks Express for the past like 3.5 weeks, but this morning we will hear a good Blackhawks Express. So there you go. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We got some texts coming in, and we've been talking about Thanksgiving traditions, and you know, there was an article that we were talking about here about how Thanksgiving traditions that they don't do anymore that we would like to see come back, and people talking about their Thanksgiving traditions and memories. And Thanksgiving is next week, and you know, Dan and I are going to be off next week. Brian Noonan will be filling in. Dan Long will be producing. So we wanted to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving now while we were still here. So, all right. Before we come back after, we'll be back after after Thanksgiving. So we got texts here. The bakery guy says, on the south side, there were a bunch of bowling tournaments. You'd bowl, and then in the morning, you'd then go eat. You'd bowl in the morning, and then go eat. So I wasn't really aware that that there was such a bowling tradition on Thanksgiving. That makes sense, though. It totally makes sense. 630 area code says, when we first came to America, there was only four of us, so my mom shopped around and bought a small turkey. When she was making it, she couldn't figure out why the recipe wasn't working right because she bought a duck. Big difference between a turkey and a duck. There is a really big difference between a turkey and a duck. That's pretty funny, though. That's pretty funny. 815 area code says, hey, Nick, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the late night turkey sandwiches afterwards. Everybody loves the turkey leftovers, right, Dan? You got to love the turkey leftovers.
Best meal of the year.
Oh, man. It's fantastic. Luke says, my grandma used to make soup with the turkey, and it was a tomato-based with veggies in it, and no one has her recipe anymore. The holidays always make you remember your loved ones that have passed away. That's true. It's absolutely true. Oh man, the grandmother's recipe went with her to the grave, man. You know, you gotta kind of appreciate that. That's something right there. You're never going to be able to replicate that soup ever again. There's something to be said for that. You can't, cause, and again, we've talked about this before, Dan. Even if the recipe was around and you recreated it, it would not taste the same.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I really don't know what that is. I don't know how that works, you know, in the ether of the world. But, you know, you try to recreate a recipe from your grandmother or your mom or whatever. You put in everything that you're supposed to put in. You follow the instructions, and it just doesn't taste as good as what your grandmother
right.
or your mom made.
And then the other secondary level, even if there is a recipe, it's always a smidge of this.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true. Because only your mother or your grandmother knew exactly what to do and how to make it. Yeah, that's true. 815 area code says, when my wife and I first got married, we had Thanksgiving dinner at her house. When we sat down to eat, she put the turkey back in the oven to get it out of the way. She forgot the turkey until the next day when she preheated the oven. It turned out the carcass was a pile of ash and the house smelled like smoke for a month. Oh, no.
Wow.
Well, thank you guys for sharing all your memories about Thanksgiving and your traditions and all that cool stuff. I hope everybody has a magnificent Thanksgiving next week. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the news is coming up next right here on 720 WGN.